The Biblical Heritage Center exploring the Bible translation of Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 4a. When Elohim began creating the sky and the earth was shapeless and without substance, there was darkness upon deep water, and the breath of Elohim was hovering above the surface of the water. Elohim said, "Let the light of life exists." The light of life existed. Elohim saw the light of life, that it was Tov. Elohim distinguished between the light of life and the darkness. Elohim named the light of light, day, and the darkness he named, night. It was evening and it was morning, day one. Elohim said, "Let there be a solid dome-like structure in the middle of the deep water that separates the waters beneath it from the waters above it." Elohim made the solid dome-like structure and Elohim named the solid dome-like structure, sky. It was evening and it was morning, day two. Elohim said, "Let the waters beneath the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry thing appear." And it was so. Elohim named the dry thing, earth, and the gathering of the waters Elohim named, seas. Elohim saw that it was Tov. Elohim said, "Let the earth cause to sprout green grass, plants that yield seeds, and fruit trees that yield fruit according to their kind, whose seed is in itself." And it was so. The earth caused to sprout green grasses, plants that yield seeds after their kind, and fruit trees that yield fruit after their kind. And Elohim saw that they were Tov. It was evening and it was morning, day three. Elohim said, "Let there be lights in the sky to separate the day from the night, to be signs for seasons, days, and years, and to cause light on the earth." And it was so. Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. Elohim set them in the solid dome-like structure named sky, to cause light on the earth and to rule over the day and the night, and to separate between the light of life and the darkness. Elohim saw that they were Tov. It was evening and it was morning, day four. Elohim said, "Let the waters swarm with creatures with a living soul. Let winged creatures fly above the earth and below the sky." Elohim created large sea creatures, swarms of smaller sea creatures, and winged creatures that fly. Elohim saw that they were Tov. Elohim blessed them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters of the seas. Let the winged creatures multiply on the earth." It was evening and it was morning, day five. Elohim said to the earth, "Bring forth a living soul for your kind, large animals, smaller animals, and wild animals." And it was so. Elohim made the wild animals, the large animals, and the small animals. Elohim saw that they were Tov. Elohim said, "Let us make Adam in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, large animals, small animals, and everything that moves upon the earth." Elohim created Adam in his image. In the image of Elohim he created him, male and female he created them. Elohim blessed Adam, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth. Subdue her and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the winged creatures of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth. I have given you every plant yielding seeds that is on the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seeds, to be food for you. I have given green plants for food to every wild animal of the earth, every winged creature, and everything that moves on the earth that has life." And it was so. Elohim saw everything that he had made. Behold, they were very Tov. It was evening and it was morning, day six. The sky, the earth, and all their host were finished. Elohim finished on the seventh day all his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Elohim blessed the seventh day and set it apart, because on the seventh day he rested from everything he had created and made. These are the generations of the sky and of the earth when they were created. This is the end of this biblical account. Please visit the Biblical Heritage Center website at https://biblicalheritage.org. Stay up to date on new information and recording by subscribing to our free educational emails at our website. Choose life, do Tov, and may your shalom increase.